From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. We're delighted that you're able to join with us for our gospel program this morning. We're continuing with our study of Mark chapter 6, the verses 47 through to 52, the story of the calming of the storm on the Sea of Galilee by the Lord Jesus Christ. This will be our concluding study on this particular section. Could I just remind you of our evening program, 9 o'clock tonight? We're studying the seven sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross in our evening program. We're at the fourth saying, where the Savior cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now tonight we'll also be continuing the reading of extracts from my book on the Revelation. It's entitled The Shadow of the Antichrist. This is an exposition of this the last book of the Bible. We're giving away free a copy of this book to anyone who contacts us. And of course, you will hear details of how to do that at the end of all of our programs. So have a pencil and a piece of paper ready just to note the details. Could I just thank those who have written into us for copies of The Shadow of the Antichrist, and also those who have requested copies of a sermon preached by the Reverend Paul Fitton on the new children's craze, the Pokemon games. Thank you for contacting us. I trust that you have benefited both from the book and from the tapes. Please keep those requests coming in. Our hymn this morning is by the Whitfield Choir, and the Reverend William McCrae is the soloist in this particular hymn, and it's called Little Is Much When God Is In It.
Thank you. Our Bible reading this morning is, of course, in Mark chapter 6. And we'll just remind ourselves of the portion that we have been spending a little time in, and that is the verses beginning at the verse 47. Verse 47 of Mark chapter 6. "And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. For a number of weeks now we've been looking at these events here in the verses we have been reading, and using them as an illustration of the circumstances which Christians meet in this age as they press toward heaven and toward home. I hope it has been a profitable study for you. Well, now we're going to conclude our study of this section by looking at what might be considered by some the strange incident of the fear of the disciples when they saw the Lord coming and walking toward them upon the sea. Verse 49 tells us that when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. The disciples were frightened at the approach of the Savior as he walked toward them on the sea. Now, this really is an understandable fear. None of us would have fared any better were they in the same circumstances as the disciples. You see, men fear the supernatural, that which belongs to another realm. Men know that there are things unseen and unknown beyond their present perceptions. And despite the mocking of some who would look upon the disciples as ignorant, superstitious men, frightened at their own shadow, there is not a man, I say, who, were he in the same circumstances, would have reacted exactly the same. In fact, perhaps with even greater fear. Man has an inner witness of a world beyond the grave. He may mock at the Bible and laugh at the gospel and despise the Christian's faith as foolish, but there is not a man but who knows that there is a spiritual world. Of course, man's fear stems from the fact that he knows himself to be guilty before God. Man knows that he is a sinner. And when he sees that which is outside the realm of everyday events, it makes him tremble, for it witnesses to the existence of an eternal world, a spiritual world, a world in which God dwells. The story of Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5 perhaps illustrates exactly what I'm saying. In the chapter 5, Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, a man of great power and authority, is throwing a great feast, and as the wine is flowing and having its effect, he asks that the holy vessels that had been plundered from the temple of God in Jerusalem be brought to him, and he fills them up and hands them round to his friends and guests at this wicked party, and they begin to praise the gods of Babylon. But at that very moment, the fingers of a man's hand appears and writes over against the candlestick on the plaster of the wall. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king stands trembling before this simple witness to a realm beyond his comprehension. I tell you, this man is a sinner, and he fears everything and trembles at everything that reminds him of that unseen world to which he is travelling. It is interesting to notice that the fears of the disciples were calmed by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would say this to you, dear Christian, today. Study God's word. There you will find an answer to every fear. We are told, and this is the explanation for why they should have feared at seeing Christ walking on the water. Verse 52, they considered not the miracle of the loaves. You see, they had seen a demonstration of the power of Christ, and if they had borne that in mind, he who had fed 5,000 and more from a few barley loaves and two small fishes, he would have power to walk on water, and the thing should not have surprised them, but they had forgotten. It is when we forget or ignore what God has revealed of himself and of his power and of his will and of his purpose that we become subject to fears and doubts. And I would say to you, Christian, in this age where there has been a revival of man's superstitious belief in witchcraft and wizards and demons and demonology and all the black arts, cling to the Word of God. Cling to the Word of God. There it will be explained to you the limits that are placed upon the devils. There will be revealed to you the power of Christ, so that you will recognize him immediately, irrespective of the circumstances in which you meet him. May God bless you. Join with us again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.